Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Jason Tatum's balls. I want to do an homage here. I always liked this when the late, great Jamie Samuelson and Wojo would do this type of thing. It's called Something or Nothing. And I don't know. But the way they used to do this is they would put something out there. And you, the listener, would have the two choices. Is this something or nothing? And it's simple. So just hear me out, and it's something or nothing. Now, David, this does involve Michigan, so I'm sure you're going to say something mean to Rico. Very excited. Has anyone noticed the change in temperature since Michigan self-imposed that joke of a suspension on Moore? And you go, change in temperature? I'm not talking Mother Nature. I'm talking from the bought and paid for, you know, Michigan bathwater drinkers. Now, first things first, if you're paid by the very thing you cover, you're not a journalist. You're a hype man. So let's just stop with that. Then you get into the people who are what I consider the Jerry Falwells of coverage. You just pander. You do whatever it takes, and it doesn't matter how bad the school takes you to town. You just want to keep the fan base on your side for clicks. And there are names attached to this. We can go down that road. What I'm saying is, unlikely sources, people who have told you from the start, there is nothing to see here. There are no penalties. Only people who care are Buckeyes and Spartans. All of a sudden now, these same people on a national level. Well, you know, I expect a vacating of wins. That was from noted Michigan bootlicker Josh Pate. Then the ultimate Dinder Mifflin, dull-ass Joel Klatt today. Oh, something big is coming. Wait, Joel, you spent the last 2 years telling us it was nothing. It was, in fact, a nothing burger. Then you've even got people from the inner sanctums of the Falwell level of coverage talking about, oh, this isn't good. Is it something or nothing here? Because the tone, look, even... And again, personal and professional, like even John Jansen has kind of backed off his what's your experience belt to ass routine. John's gotten very quiet. Now you're seeing other people say, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen. Well, before they were busy on the Connor Stallions docuseries, yucking it up. Now it's, oh, golly gee, I don't know. Something or nothing. I'm asking.
I think it's something. I think it's something, Mike, and I think...
Insert David Mean comment first?
He's got time.
I'm asking something or nothing.
I think it's something, and I think the genesis was when Michigan came out and self-imposed two games for Sherrone Moore. I think at that point, people realized this may be a little bit more than what we thought because everybody was trying to just shrug it off and... Only Spartans and Buckeyes actually care about this. Nobody else does. It's just you two fan bases. If you guys would just shut up, it would go away. And now all of a sudden Michigan is saying, yeah, how about we give you a preemptive, he won't coach these two games. Can we go that route? We don't know what the NCAA is going to say, but the fact that you're willing.
Let me help you.
The fact that you're willing to come off of games says it is a lot more serious than you initially thought it was going to be. Now, what the penalty is going to be, I don't know. But you're right. All of a sudden, it was just...
Weird tone change.
Quiet.
Especially from people who are... Look, here's the thing. This is the other problem through this whole thing. I've never sat here and acted like I know what's going to happen. I can't predict it. I've just always believed it would be more than what the cultists believe. The point is, like, the playbook was written at the start of this, well, they can't take away our season. At the start of it, lone wolf, no competitive advantage. NCAA's evil. Well, Harbaugh's gone. Well, it's been so long, who cares? It's like it's a playbook. And now you get within a month of the Committee on Infractions, June 6th and 7th, and all of a sudden, it's turned into like when a construction truck backs up and the beeping. And you go, wait a second, these are the same people who said nothing was going to happen for so long, and now they're sitting there backpedaling. Mm-hmm. And how do I know it? Well, it's because we consume all this media. And look, I still don't believe there's a way Ward survives. I still don't believe Sherrone Moore survives. I just don't know how Moore gets out of this without a show cause, which in essence ends your career. Now, anything beyond that, I have no idea. Are they going to vacate wins or not? No idea.
Well, see, my thing is, which way do they go? They go forward or do they go backwards? Do they take away wins and vacate them, or do they go forward and say, okay, well, you're going to have a postseason ban for a year or two? I don't think it'll be both, but I'm wondering which way the NCAA would go.
I just want to know if the tone changed. And if you're a hardcore college football fan, you know the names I'm mentioning. And you damn well know the names I'm not referring to because they don't deserve any oxygen. The point is, they're all bought and paid for at worst, or at best, they pander to a big-ass fan base because they're afraid of being honest. And almost everybody in the last week, man, is it's Fred Flintstone backpedaling. And I don't know if it's something or nothing. So that's why I did the Jamie and Wojo question. 248-539-9797. David... Do you want, first of all, mean comment for Rico? Or?
No mean comment. I think it's something, and I agree with your reasoning, Rico. I do believe that it changed from that because a lot of people were saying at the time, mm-hmm. How dare you give them this? The NCAA is going to do nothing to you. You should have done two games. And then all of a sudden, it seemed to be a reason they did two games, and they're trying to get the two games. Yes, the tone changed because of that.
Yeah.
They start realizing, I think, ooh, Michigan, there's something here and there.
And
there's
David,
something here.
And also to add to that, you've also heard from some Michigan fans, no matter what happens, you better go to court and you better fight this and you better not just roll over and show your belly and don't take the high ground. And
fight what, though?
The NCAA.
The NCAA's already said they have evidence on you.
Right. Take it to court.
What are you doing? Slapping on your amicus briefs? What are you going to sue them for?
No, if you take it, because here's the thing. You take it to court, I think it's only going to get worse.
Michigan admitted they cheated.
I understand. Here's the thing.
Why are we yelling? I don't even know what's happening.
Well, no, settle down.
If you just, I'm going to say something nice to David.
Okay.
If you had, David said, if you just took your punishment
it'd probably be over.
You just ate your vegetables. You were coming off the national title game. You knew the season was going to be bad anyway. You didn't have a quarterback. And imagine how good a Michigan fan would have felt that your final game of the year, you went to Columbus and you beat Ohio State. You would have been feeling like, you know what? F the NCAA.
Correct.
We're great.
Something that was unnecessary last year was the whole Sherrone Moore should be fired conversation. Fans started doing it as the season is going on.
I defended him.
It wasn't even necessary if you just take the punishment. No one would have cared what he looked like, what the result were, nothing, except for the Ohio State game. Then I'm like, okay, cool. Now we can start fresh in 2025.
David, do you agree with what I've said from the beginning? Look, there are guys who did less than Sherrone who were given show causes.
Correct.
I just don't know how he gets out of it. I don't know how Ward gets out of it. So I just wanted to look beyond that. I have no idea. Do I think there should be a postseason? Now, what I should and what will, two completely different conversations. And I have stayed away from the should because you're arguing on virtue in like the sport of prostitution. There's no virtue in college. It's just general scumbaggery. So I just, is it something or nothing based on friendly Michigan media singing a different tune the past week?
Well, I will say
feels
this.
Feels weird.
And give credit to the texter that just texted us in, and that was another reason why things have changed and why people are changing their tune.
Let's hear it.
President Ono left. And people were wondering, why would he leave Michigan? There are some things and reasonings out there for why he's leaving Michigan. And part of it is what's going on right now. There's other investigations as well. So, I mean, he didn't leave for no reason.
Listen. Part of it is the school's probably facing all in total a $1 billion lawsuit for the Weiss thing. You know, I've heard people don't think kindly on getting hacked. So I don't know, man. Look, I don't care. The whole place could burn down. I don't care. I told people I made a deal with them. Go win your games. Do your thing. You're not going to like what happens afterwards. I'm not judging you for enjoying yourself. Take the pictures. Well, we're in the after part. I have no idea. But man, when it's almost like if you go to McDonald's and you're expecting their menu and you roll up and they're serving sushi, you go, wait, this something's not right here. Mm-hmm. You know when these bathwater drinker medias are and they're going, wait, Joel Klatch just said something here, hold on, let me give you the quote. I could probably do a better service if I gave you the quote.
No, but Mike, I get what you're saying because but I do think a lot of it came when all of a sudden Michigan stepped forward and said, we're going to go ahead and impose two games. NCAA, is that good enough?
No.
Because if you did nothing, why are you giving up two games?
Yeah, here, example. Josh Pate has literally been Jerry Falwell for Michigan, okay? I mean, Michigan could be making love to a significant other and he'd be like, oh, go blue.
Keep going.
All right. So he's out here in the Twitter sphere. David, thank you for attaching this. Someone wrote, imagine if we lived in just world, what would the correct punishment be for Michigan? For several level ones, massive fines, loss of scholarships, and a multi-year postseason ban. Huh? This dude's been out here telling people ain't nothing going to happen. Joel Klatt is the one who tried to tell you, oh, minimal. Joel Klatt was basically a different version of a John Bot. Now Klatt's out there going, oh, man, something big's coming. And I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Other people who participated in that clown show documentary? Oh, he's and ha-has. Now it's, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. It just feels weird. I'm asking.
Silence is deafening.
Okay, I'm asking.
No. I get it, but I think, yeah.
The Jamie and Wojo bit, and if you think it's nothing, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. I'm asking. David, anything mean for Rico, or can we move on? Okay.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
3 o'clock, good to have you. If you want to hear about NBA corruption, Odyssey.com Rewind. However, that corruption, I want to tell you who the biggest winner was last night. And then Rico has a love story. It's very exciting to me because Rico is actually going to come to my side on something. And it's a question of whether you're ready, people.
Well, it's only fair you came to my side to start the show.
Listen, today is all about compromise. It's bipartisan politics. But I think Pistons were the big winner last night. Hear me out. First and foremost, Cooper Flagg's not going to be in the Eastern Conference. Full stop. He's going to Dallas. Second of all, Giannis won't be staying in the Eastern Conference. He'll be going to San Antonio.
Or Dallas.
No, I truly don't think you can trade Cooper Flagg. Nico would need a military escort.
You don't think he could just walk in and say, no. Double down?
No, because look, ultimately, Kyrie's not going to play next year. I don't think you could trade for it. Yep. Look, just work with me.
Go for it.
So, okay, Spurs. Boom, done. Giannis is also leaving. Big winner last night. No, you don't root for it, but guess what? You're a benefactor of it. Jason Tatum's dead. See you in a year and a half. Celtics, by way of Tatum dying, they're done. They do not exist. They are shadows and dust. I think this summer you'll see Jaylen Brown dealt. You'll see one or both of Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday dealt. So the Celtics do not exist. The Cavs are fake as hell. I've been telling you that all year, so whatever. And now the stupid bing-bong Knicks are going to win. They think they're sweet. They won't make the changes necessary. They'll keep that crew together. Guys, here's the deal. The East is wide open. The time is now. Now, I know Rico's going to sell you love, but I want you guys to tell me, do you see it my way? That the East, it is now the Pistons and Orlando. You are the two teams that have the ability to rise and quickly. Now, Orlando has a duo,
right,
with Paolo and Numbnuts, Wagner. That duo healthy, which they were not this year, trumps just Cade. But
you're leaving out Indiana. But I know you don't believe
it. I don't believe in a team that needs to go to 130 to win. But I know you love Halliburton and you're his godfather and the whole thing. You were right on Halliburton.
Different styles. You got to be able to win those types of games as well.
They're goofballs. I don't like their jerseys. So look, I want to know if you believe what took place last night with both the lottery and Jason Tatum's Achilles has sped up the Pistons' timeline. Now, this is where we go full circle, Lion King style. We are going to go right back to where I sold you this pen. Because Rico saw something last night. It was a bit of an epiphany for you. And it all started with a polo shirt.
Yeah, I was watching the draft, and you know, they introduced everybody. Hey, this guy's representing this team. And representing the Pelicans was Zion. And I'm like, wow.
What? You can keep talking.
Oh, I thought you told me to hold on. Oh, okay.
No.
It was Zion, and I was just like, wow. Zion has gotten into great shape. This is the best I've seen him look ever. I mean, going back to the days of Duke. And I'm like, Zion shed all the baby fat. It's gone. I don't know what the incentive was that the Pelicans put him on to make sure he stayed in
weight. They had him at the lottery, and all you hear about is him getting traded this summer. What was that?
That didn't make any sense, but I don't know. Maybe they were showcasing him, because I'm looking at him like, if that guy stays in that shape and can stay healthy, he can absolutely help this Detroit Pistons team. He is the guy that you should go after to bring here. That, because Mike, I kept thinking, like, I like Zion, but man, he's not serious. That looked like a man who was serious about his profession. That looks like a man who was dedicated in what he wants to be in life. He actually knows now, I want to be an NBA player. So I got to look the part. I got to dress the part. I got to be in shape. He was there.
So let's have some fun for a second, because I want to add something to the mix, because that polo shirt has you in your feelings. You're very, now you're coming to my side, because Zion would be cheaper.
He looked like a serious player, and he didn't look like a guy who was being forced to play basketball in New Orleans. He looked like an NBA player.
Or would you rather have Jaylen Brown? What happened with Tatum last night? Jaylen Brown's getting traded.
I would take Zion. I would take Zion, because Zion's not going to cost you as much. Jaylen, you got to match that money.
You don't have to match it. Remember, you can trade money into cap. Pistons are one of the only teams that can do that.
True.
Now, yes, Tobias would be a part of that deal for money. The dead body of Fontecchio, money. Figure Celtics would take back 33 and send you 52. But Jaylen Brown is a finals MVP, a 4 or 5-time All-Star, and a perfect Robin to Cade's Batman.
He is. I look at Zion. Zion's going to be cheaper. And I think Zion wants that change of scenery. I think Zion looks like a man who, give me another chance and I'll prove to you I'll be better.
I agree with you. I would go for Zion over JB. Okay. But, people, what do you want? Look, last night to me, you may as well have had a Pistons logo on the screen all night. Cooper Flagg ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference. Giannis is not going to be in the Eastern Conference. You look at how this played out. Jason Tatum died. The Celtics, that we thought they were going to make alterations, I think the Celtics are going to implode. It's what they have to do.
Yeah, because Achilles is, what, a 6-month, 7-month?
Try 18.
Okay, I'm thinking ACL. Okay, no.
You're ACL. Like him with Tank Dell.
No.
Oh, he'll be back in 10 days.
No, because I'm like, wait, one is ACL Achilles. I'm like, one, you can come back. It's going to be probably half a year.
You won't see Jason Tatum until the beginning of the 26-27 season, meaning he's gone all next year. Because the soonest he could come back would be April. Well, what are you kidding me?
There's no
point. Right, he's not going to play.
Unless he does just enough and the Celtics get the number one pick of the draft.
Sure. 248-539-9797. David, do you agree with me? The Pistons were one of the big winners last night.
What? No.
Unbelievable.
I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I do not agree with you.
We got to get you some more grits.
You know what?
Come on, man. That's the mother of his children. You can't do that.
I still think that The San Antonio Spurs were the biggest winner last night over the Pistons because of what they can now do with getting Giannis.
You know what?
That now trumps what Detroit can do. Detroiters were like, oh, let's go get Giannis.
But you weren't getting him.
I agree with you. I do. But now there's not a shot.
He's gone. He and it ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference. Cooper Flagg's not in the Eastern Conference.
That helps.
Jason Tatum, 6 feet under. You're the big winner. You.
It put a bullet in the fact of thinking that, okay, well, what if you put Giannis with this and that and the other?
It put that bullet in there, yes.
Because, yeah, I think everybody was looking at, oh, my God, Cooper Flagg, he's going to go to the Dallas Mavericks. No, the biggest winner was San Antonio because they have 2 and 14 that they can say, hey, here you go. We'll give you that. We'll give you Castle and somebody else.
But do you believe last night sped up the Pistons' timeline?
It did. And I do believe that.
You love Zion's polo.
I think the Pelicans kind of were putting him out there and showing people he was in shape. Because they could have sent anybody. But it was like, Zion, you know what? Put on that medium. Go sit up there. Flex. Show off. And let everybody see how serious you are about playing basketball. And then they're expecting the phone to start ringing. And yeah, if Trajan, and we've said, if Trajan knows something, he's been around Zion long enough to know if Zion is worth it or not. And he may be looking like, bruh, I told you, if you went this way, I would try and pick you up. So I would love to see the Pistons go after and bring Zion here.
Good.
You sold me.
No, listen, this is good.
And then
good.
I saw him, and I'm like,
oh, I know.
Whoa.
No, you were like, look, people, it's very simple. We talk about windows, right? We talk about timelines in this town. I want you to argue that what took place last night with the ping pong machine and with Jason Tatum's Achilles detonating, that it doesn't open up your window right now, that you don't have time. You don't want to sit around for 2 or 3 years and percolate. You want to be tactical, and you want to make a bold but calculated move, because now I think it is anyone's guess. If you told me right now the Pistons had the number one seed in the East next year, I wouldn't laugh at you. Provided they made a move. That's how open the East is. What about Cleveland? Cleveland is the 2015 Hawks. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get a balding point guard for Indiana. That'll just cap it all out for you.
KD to the Pacers. Eliminated. 248-539-9797. No, I'll tell you. You know who I'll tell you what. I have a perfect trade candidate for the Pistons. Now, what I need is for you and you, not Kenny, because Kenny would have to Google this player. I just want you guys and the listener, let me sell you this pen. This name has not been put out there. I think he'd be perfect for the Pistons. I mean perfection. And I don't think it would cost you that much. I'll give it to you next.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, look, I don't share that level of enthusiasm, but welcome in on a Wednesday. Fun win? Question mark? We're living in a simulation. I don't know. Hobby buy. I don't know what to tell you. It's baseball. It's the strangest damn sport of them all. We talk about puck luck. We talk about the goofiness of other sports. Nothing compares to baseball. Yeah. You'll see great players have awful seasons. Awful players have great seasons. What you rarely see is someone professionally die over the course of 5 years, be the worst player in the history of the sport, and then simply come out to start the next season at a new position that he's only there because an all-star caliber defender died and so did 4 other people. So then you go to the coffin, you lift up Bernie Lomax, a.k.a. Javier Baez, and he's got an 870 OPS, and he hit 2 three-run pizzas last night to win a game. I don't know what's up or down. Here's Rico Beard. There's your show today. I got nothing. I don't know what to say.
No,
lot of questions.
I know. But the thing is, it's funny. And then watching, I think the funniest thing is watching Javi hit the home run and the catcher's reaction of just, I told you, don't throw the ball right there. I mean, he was so disgusted. Just flip the helmet off.
It's as if I was playing catcher.
Yeah, like, oh my God, I told you.
Can you imagine me as a catcher? You son of a
umpire, son.
I lift up the mask and I'm just like.
Like, son, we're not going to have any more of that.
Hey, imagine if I just did Kenny's gesture. Pitcher throws a hanging slider. Hey, right here, I'm out. Where do sunflower seeds? I got nothing.
No.
What do we do with this? Because I refuse to accept this as reality.
Well, but see, that's the question, Mike, is are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? Are you waiting for Harvey Bias to show back up? Or are you starting to believe in this Javier Baez that maybe he talked to somebody, maybe he worked on some things, maybe he listened to some sports psychologist? Whatever it is, you're seeing a different person because he's getting it done. It's been past a week, 2 weeks, it's three. It's like, guys, he's a key part of this team, and they're winning. I mean, he literally won a game for them last night, hitting a 3-run homer. Tigers went over the Red Sox. It wasn't the Rockies. It wasn't a bad team.
Rico, he's hitting 320. He's got an OBP of 360. What planet is this? A 145 OPS plus for a guy who's been professionally dead for 5 years. I don't know.
Are you almost waiting for this?
Yes.
For it to just be like, you know what? See, that's the hobby we all knew and love. Or, you know what? Maybe this guy is different. Maybe this season will be different. You can't go back in time. You can't fix what happened last season or the season before that. But right now, He is the person that we've all been waiting for. He's here. I've embraced it. I think that he's going to be here at least for this year. Now, 248-539-9797. Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? Are you waiting for the C? I told you.
No, I don't want that.
He wasn't that good.
No, because that's where that's not fair, and that's where people act like little bitches. No, we're not going to do the gotcha crap about this. If you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I'm not mad at you, why am I pointing my finger at him?
I don't know.
There's just rage everywhere today.
I see.
Hear me out. If he ends up coming back down to earth, no one should celebrate that. That's not a gotcha moment. Look, if he doesn't do a thing moving forward, he still gave you till May 14th and helped power you when you had nobody healthy to play center field. You got out to a 27-15 start.
You have the best record in baseball right now.
Thankful he's doing what he's doing. But if he comes back down to earth, no, I don't want any of these hyenas with the, see, I told you. Stop. Because in the end, he's already given you so much value.
Right, but I think for some, Mike, it's almost like the Lions SOL where, see, I told you, it wasn't going to last that long. I'm looking at this man. I don't know what's changed. I don't know what's different. I see that confidence. I see the person that AJ and all the other Tigers players were like, no, he's really a nice guy in the clubhouse, and he's this, and he's a leader, and I'm seeing that on the field. Okay. It's the opposite of what happened in Boston. Hey, Javi, can you play center field? Sure, I'll go out there. And not only did he go out there and learn on the fly, he's pretty damn good out there.
He looks comfortable.
Yes. It's like maybe something woke up in this man, but I'm looking at him and I'm like, I am believing he is going to be, if the Tigers go far and make it to, you're going to need this from him.
I don't think you will, though. I don't think you'll get it. I don't think this is going to be Javi for the entire year. I do think he'll come back to earth.
But before you get, put in an iron chic camel clutch, let me just help you with something. All David is saying to you guys in listener land is, no, I don't think he's going to have a nearly 900 OPS. No,
correct.
I don't think he'll hit 320 and win the Silver Slugger. I just want to make sure David doesn't have his character impugned.
Correct. But I'm thinking, can he... 750 OPS? Is that asking
Rico,
too much?
I don't know. I'm just rolling with this, but no, here's the one thing I don't accept. Oh, well, he had surgery. He's been awful for 5 years. So just, I'm not here for that. And I know, I'm not Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, but I also don't believe that, what, he had like a head transplant. No. It's just baseball. I don't know how much longer it'll happen.
But
I'm happy it's happening.
But I guess I don't know, because maybe he did. Maybe he sat and talked with somebody and they got inside his head and got him out of his own way.
I don't know.
But I'm looking at this man and I'm like, wow, this guy's good. It's like,
why don't you just go to the team store while you're at it? 248-539-9797. You love this man now. Look at you.
No, I'm not. That was not me. So if I don't sit here and just look, man, every now and then it's okay to give people their flowers. And that's all I'm doing right now.
So all it took after excruciating pain for 3.5 years was 1 month. I shop at a different flower store.
Okay.
I'm happy it's happening. I don't have animus, but I can't really buy into this in this sample size. I can't. It's insane.
But that's, Mike, that's the beauty of the question.
I know.
You can have your opinion, and I don't make fun of you.
My opinion is I don't have an opinion. No, I don't have an opinion. Okay. Because it is intergalactic what you're watching. And yeah, I know, it's probably the worst and best time to do the topic. A day after he hits 2 homers and has 6 RBIs and walks off the Sox in extra innings. I know, it's probably a terrible example of recency bias. But what other time are you supposed to do it? Wait till he goes 0-for-4 and do the topic? Here would be the response.
Right.
So I agree with you. I can be happy it's happening, but still not believe that it's happening.
That's fine.
I can be happy it's happening, but still not believe that he's going to put up a season he hasn't put up since 2016. Guys, it's 2025. And no, I don't believe an arthroscopic procedure did it. There's more to it than that.
I have no idea what's done it, but all I know is that's a different play.
I know. It's also baseball. Baseball's such a weird sport, man. David, you've said, I mean, where's Kenny at? Where's slick back hair Kenny? at the ballpark, Dakery Kenny.
Well, the funny part about this is you're right. It is baseball. You talked about puck luck and hockey. You can relate to baseball in a sense that this could all change in a month from now. Javi could get cold. It is possible. That's why I'm not saying this is who Javi is. That's why I can't stamp it and say this is the Javi Baez that we're going to get for the rest of the year. And what did we say at the beginning? What was the phrase that I used at the beginning? Slightly above terrible? That was the expectation of Javi. If he can be slightly above terrible.
Well, he's cleared that hurdle.
He's cleared that hurdle by a mile.
If he doesn't play another game, he's cleared that hurdle.
Which
for
is
season.
Why I still, I guess I'm in the other shoe camp. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
But which doesn't mean you're rooting for it to happen.
Absolutely right. Not. I love this Javi.
You just don't think that this is sustainable.
Here's what I'd compare this to. Look at a team like the Red Wings. And you look at some of the guys they've cycled between the pipes. One of their goalies gets hot, and you know it's not really who that player is. You're happy it's happening, but you feel like, how much can I believe in this? Like if Lyon gets hot, and you're like,
I've seen him also be cold. I know what that looks like. Maybe this is the new coach bump of Javi Baez. Maybe that's how you relate it to hockey or whatever.
All I know is it's happened when they needed him most. No Parker Meadows, no Wensiel Perez. Everybody's dead in center. They needed Javi badly. I mean, David, I know it's a different topic for a different day, and we're going to get to it. But if it continues, it does become one of the big what ifs. What if Parker Meadows didn't get hurt? Javi may not have been here. Or if he was, it'd be a strict platoon guy. But the fact is, five people who play center field died, including face of franchise Matt Beerling. And Javi was given this reprieve. And all he's done with it is play like an all-star. Mm-hmm. Can I believe it? Not after 34 games.
Okay.
I could be thrilled, but I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm selling stock early. Get in while it's cheap.
Aerotine Dynamic. Awaiting patent approval. All right, 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the ticket techs. A lot of people want to rap about it, so happy to do that with you. Rico, it's booming. Okay, if you want Lions schedule, odyssey.com rewind. I want to take a quick timeout. And look, I know what's coming. I know this will just be a bunch of people rolling their eyes or bitching and moaning or calling me a casual. I don't care anymore. You just keep enjoying not making the playoffs and I'll keep sitting here being right. But Kenny is wearing what has become a scarlet letter in this town, which is the winged wheel. Something went down last night. And for whatever reason, probably because the Celtics were up by 30, I just went down a rabbit hole. I almost pulled a bit of a Rieger. So last night, the Leafs were leafing. And the fallout from that game five, where the Leafs have gone from being up 2-0 in their series to down 3-2, they got their doors blown off last night by the Panthers. And the discontent in Toronto is unbelievable. So you go down the rabbit hole, and certainly one of the big takeaways is you just let Marner go to the highest bidder. But the venom directed on towards Austin Matthews was shocking. Now, understand something. The easiest thing that happens is, well, Matthews is a bad playoff player. That's actually not true. When you look at the two times the Leafs have made, and I hesitate to use the term run, but he had 11 postseason games 2 years ago. He had 11 points. He's played in 11 postseason games this postseason. He has 11 points. Now, he has not been good this series. But points are points. You're a point per game guy in the playoffs in the two that matter. This guy walked into the league and scored 40 goals. He is a top three goal scorer. Many would argue he's the number one goal scorer in the sport. The reason I say it is this. The Leafs might blow this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
What have we talked about on this show? This has got to be a bold offseason for the Detroit Red Wings, right? So I started looking at this and I go, all right, I don't think Yzerman would, but to hell with him. Kenny Cott's running the organization. Kenny, if I picked up the phone and called you, and you're Toronto, and I say, here's the deal. Everything except Sandin Pelica is on the table. I want Austin Matthews. My offer starts with Dylan Larkin, plus plus. What would it take to get Matthews? Would you do it? And yes, he is signed through 2027-28 at an AAV that made me almost fall out of my chair of $13 million.
Yes.
Which for his poverty sport is incredible.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
For hockey?
Yeah.
In the NBA, that doesn't get you Theo Ratliff.
Right. So you're saying basically you're ready to blow the team up.
Toronto?
Yeah. No, yeah. The wings. Like you can.
There's no team to blow up. But
no,
yes.
He's talking about like the minor league depth. Or
I'm talking about picks. As long as I keep Pelica. Do we have the Dylan Larkin conversation? If he's not a first line center and I can go and get the greatest goal scorer in the league.
Yeah. I don't scoff at that.
No, because I need the money. In order to get a $13 million player, look, they're not taking Andrew Kopp.
Right.
So there would but need to have, be.
But won't you have people saying he doesn't show up big in big games?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, but
then, then you have Dylan Larkin who hasn't made the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, point per game guy in the playoffs in the two of the last 3 years. Look, I happen to think Austin Matthews might be hurt. I know you. Oh, everyone's hurt this time. He doesn't quite look like the same guy. And I don't think
Austin
you can
Matthews,
hold.
Austin Matthews, but Jason Tatum, no. You're just like wheel him off the court.
I've also heard speculation possible.
I'm kidding.
I've also heard possible speculation of there might be. I don't know this to be a fact. I'm not reporting it. But there might be an illness running through that locker room also.
Maybe. Oh, maybe he's got what KP has. Listen to me. Is it insane? Look, I understand Mitch Marner's going to go to the open market. Well, we could just sign Ekblad. Give me a reason why you don't make a run at Austin Matthews if things are not honky-dory in Toronto. Tell me why.
If things are not hunky-dory in Toronto and they're going to blow the thing up.
They are, Kenny.
So if that's the truth, you at least have to place a phone call. At least. Just to see, kick the tires and see what would happen.
Is it fair of me to say his AAV actually lowers his price? That doesn't mean it's a low price. It just means it's not a value contract.
Right.
It's not 7 or 8 million. It's 13. Limited number of teams can do it. Because you got to be close to winning. You got to be either a playoff team or cusp of. Because if you're going to do this, it's going to hurt. What would it take in your mind?
See, that's my weak spot. I will admit that.
That's okay.
With trade value, especially these past 2 or 3 years, I look at some of the trades that went down and I'm like, now how the hell did that happen? And, I mean, the Rantanen one was kind of one of those when he went from Nashville to or Carolina to
Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
And I'm asking you.
I just look at some of these trades and I go, what the hell's am I? What planet am I on?
I know. And look, Toronto's going to want players. I don't think Toronto is tearing it down to lose. It's too big of a market. It is the New York of Canada. There is a pressure cooker around that franchise. I think it would be more of a retool than a rebuild.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a franchise taking 4 first-round picks. I don't think that's what they're after. So when I sat here and I said, okay, I'm willing to be made fun of, but let me at least bring it up.
I don't think you're crazy. I'll say that. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that you don't know Puck, bro. But if their intentions are blowing it up, yeah, I think you absolutely kick the tires. It's not a crazy idea.
Change of scenery.
Oh, dude, you got to take a peek at what's going on in Toronto in the media.
Oh, yeah.
And they've turned on him.
Because, yeah, once again, it's like, okay, well, next year. Okay, well, next year is going to be different. Okay, well, next year is going
to
be
they were
different.
Up 2-0 in this series. They've lost 3 in a row and got dump trucked last night, 6-1.
And he's a year removed from almost scoring 70 goals. Not points. 70 goals, which is bananas. He had 107 points that year. And this past year, he was basically a point-per-game player. Not exactly the kind of guy that, you know, I mean, you worry about his playoff performance, sure. I worry about getting to the playoffs.
Would you include Dylan Larkin in the deal?
Yes. Quickly, yes. You're sacrificing good for great if you don't. Player's elite. No question.
See, I'm a big believer. Look, I'll throw the number out to the hockey elite. And it's okay if you guys want to get angry, slander me, do whatever you like. I don't care. I'm just trying to look at the bigger picture, and we don't have a player like that. And players like that don't come available often. He's 27. He's signed. I think he deeply needs a change of scenery. I think that much is clear. He crushed the Leafs organization at the deadline, wanting more. He's not playing well. And when you've lost the will of the people in places like New York in a baseball sense or Toronto in a hockey sense, right, sometimes it's time to go. I'm a big believer in change of scenery. Would you dare make a run at Austin Matthews if the deal starts with Larkin? Have you taken it as far as you can go with Larkin? Larkin's at odds with Yzerman.
And I was about to say right there, I think Yzerman may be like, you know what? You want to speak out against me again? You know what? Pack your bags.
Look, I don't think Larkin's ever going to be a 100-point guy. I don't think Larkin's ever going to be a 40-goal guy. He's a very nice player, but I don't think he's a first-line guy in a Stanley Cup team. So what do you do? And if you just want to, you know, make fun of us, that's fine too. But I'm telling you, that's a mess up there. And he might be the guy who goes.
Not a bad thought. Yeah, I mean, because I thought they were going to do something last year, but they made it seem like, well, this won't happen again. And they were up 2-0. I was like, maybe they're right. And then, like you said, they went full Toronto Leafs.
Full. Now, listen, if they come back to win the series and he's the hero and it all changes, but just where it sits today,
yeah,
you have a lot of people saying, you know what? And I mean, I've got quotes from Toronto media and stuff. We don't need to go that granular. I can if people want. Clearly, they're into this. But my point is,
I was about to say, you don't have to do that. You can just ask Jeff Rieger. He lives for this for some reason.
Yeah, Kenny.
And also, I was just about my knowledge about Toronto's team. They need center depth. That's one of their weak spots. So that means if they insert Dylan Larkin into that lineup, it bumps everybody down one. That's exactly what they're looking for.
Would open up some cash, too.
Yep.
Cash that they could use to maybe keep a Mitch Marner. Yep. I just wanted to ask. Clearly nobody cares, and I'd like to apologize. 248-539-9797. Glad I really went down that rabbit hole last night. That broadcasting school's really paying off. 3 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Want to have a conversation. MLB is coining this rivalry weekend. And, oh yes, we all know the deep rivalry the Detroit Tigers have with the Toronto Blue Jays? Question mark. So we started thinking about this, and you guys have to tell us if we're just totally insane, but this is the first time in history. I don't think any Detroit team has a rival. There are no rivalries. Professional sports rivalries are largely toast. I mean, I can think of like one, maybe Bills Chiefs, maybe. Just because they play every year and they're in games of incredible consequence. But like, what? Who's the Tigers' rival?
Oh, the Tigers' rival, I don't think they have one.
Who's the Wings' rival?
I don't think they have
one. Who's Pistons' rival?
It's the Knicks.
No, it's not.
Jalen Brunson.
Who's the Lions' rival? Because they keep wanting to tell you it's the Rams, but it's not.
No, I think the Lions actually do now.
Packers?
No, the Bears.
Oh, with Ben Johnson?
Yeah. Until they actually play and something happens.
And David, it has the potential. Let Ben Johnson walk in here week two, and guess what? You got a rival. Because you share something in common. I thought you were going to say in baseball, I mean, your whole Subway Series. I mean, that's what this whole interleague was all made for, so that the Yankees and Mets could play each other all the time.
Doesn't mean anything to me. I'm shooting you straight, man. It was novel 20 years ago
They
met in the World Series. But here's my question. Are rivalries dead in professional sports? Now, I'm not going to do the easy thing. I could easily make
go
this.
College,
I could. No. I'm not.
No. Let me just put the bullet in the college thing. Yes. For the actual players,
yeah,
rivalries are gone. But for fans, rivalries are still there. They will get upset. They merely just see the colors of that other college team that they hate, and they won't wear them. So I think for college, fan-wise, rivalry is still going strong. Pros, that ended with free agency. That ended with you become a fan of the team. As I said in the pre-show meeting, you're the person who has the Cleveland LeBron jersey, the Miami LeBron jersey, the second Cleveland LeBron jersey, and then the Laker, because you know what? They've always been your favorite teams.
But I feel like rivalries are just gone. And it does affect my sports viewing. You miss it. But collegiately, forget it. I'll stay away from it. But professionally, where MLB's trying to throw rivalry weekend out there, I'm sorry. Like, baseball's always had a problem with that. Old school, you had rivalries. Old school. But even Yankees, Red Sox, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. You know, Dodgers, what? Giants, I guess. I don't know.
You know when the Yankees, Red Sox, to me, kind of died off when the Red Sox beat you and won a title? And then all of a sudden, it wasn't fun anymore because you were the team that suppressed them every year. They finally broke through, and it was just like,
blowing a 3-0 series lead is not fun. Thank you for reaffirming that.
Made me a lot of money.
But great.
But no.
I hope your roof caves in. Thank you for profiting on the low point of my sports life. it was awful.
Trust me, I wasn't trying to get in on that bet. A buddy of mine was so confident. He was like, you know what? We'll bet you. I'm like, we? Where does we come from? So, but nah, as far as rivalry games, you're right. Because I remember like in the NBA, it was always the Lakers and the Celtics, the Pistons and the Celtics. Even like in the it was, the Pistons and the Pacers in the early 2000s. Like those games meant something. You had Rasheed with the guarantee, we will win game two. Like, you don't get that anymore.
Are we living in a rivalry-less existence? Because that's what I feel sports has turned into. But I want to know from you guys. I mean, if you feel like there's a rival, go ahead and tell me who it is.
I think the players kind of ended that because at the end, when you're exchanging jerseys and getting everybody's numbers where we're hanging out tonight, I kind of missed the days of, the Isaiah Thomas walking off the court. Whatever, man. Get the hell out of here. We don't like you. But now everybody's buddy-buddy.
I'm still trying to figure out who the Lions' biggest NFC North. Is it the Packers with a bullet still? Or because it used to be. And then it's the Bears. With Ben Johnson now going to the Bears, it could be the question mark?
Right now, I would say it's the Packers because they show up here. They used to take over. It used to be a Green Bay takeover at Ford Field.
I'll tell you this. If the Bears come in here and Ben Johnson just starts whipping that ass, I don't know, man.
Oh, no. Ben Johnson.
And it starts talking his stuff like we thought he was doing before.
Kenny.
That could turn.
In week two, Ben Johnson comes in here and not only beats the Lions but runs a trick play to run up the score.
Yep.
You got a rivalry.
I agree.
Because now you got to wait till the end of the season.
But right now, I'm just looking around the division. I'm like, it's definitely not the Vikings. It might be the Bears. It's probably the Packers, but it's still not real rivalry.
The Rams, I guess, because of Matthew Stafford,
man. I don't think that's a rivalry.
But, Stafford got his ring, so he's like, I don't care if I keep losing to you. I got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, it's like what you said about Boston. It's like, all right, they won, so it's not fun anymore.
Right.
Stafford won, so it's not fun anymore.
Right. So, yeah, I think that – the players. Players kind of into free agency, and they're just so buddy-buddy now. It's just, I never like it, and maybe I'm just being old man when at the end of a game, my team loses, and you see them yucking it up on the field, swapping the jerseys out. It's like, why am I more pissed than you are? Why are you laughing? What is that a smile about? You just lost to them. Why do you want to go out to dinner with them now?
Jesus. 248-539-9797. David, what do you make of this? I mean, because like for me, I've accepted what it is. I think the money's too big. I don't begrudge these players. They can make whatever they're worth. You're worth what someone's willing to pay you. But does it attack, like Rico said, does it attack the actual rivalries in the game? Of course it does.
The closest thing that I would think to me would be Steelers-Ravens. But that's even more because the coaches have longevity. It doesn't even matter anymore to the players. Like, we suck, and the Ravens don't care about us anymore because they'll just beat us. So it's not even there. I don't think there is one anymore in sports. People want to say on a ticket text, people want to say Wings Avalanche will always be a rival to me. Why? They're not even in the same conference anymore.
Man, it's a long time since that fight, so.
Yeah, I don't see them anymore. There's none in sports.
Because to me, that great rivalry game is the game that you got no skin in, but you still want to watch. Or you're even thinking about, one day maybe we should just go and watch that matchup. Okay? That's what it is, and I don't see any of those. I mean, but yeah, back in the day, I think it was a lot of rivalries. I remember it used to be the Cowboys and basically the Cowboys was everybody's rivals. It was Cowboys and Redskins, Cowboys and Niners. It was Cowboys and Eagles.
Mike, you are hockey elite. Do you remember, I think it was Sidney Crosby talking about playing, I think, Philly or maybe Washington. And they asked him about, how do you feel about that? He's like, I don't like them. I don't like playing them. I don't like any of them. That doesn't exist in sports right now anymore.
No, I think the problem is you need to play a team 2 to 3 times in consequential playoff series in order for there to be a rivalry. The issue is, A, all the collectively bargained agreements, the CBAs, are designed for you never to be able to be good that long. But B, even if you are good, the players who are on that team are different. It's new faces, new places. Mm-hmm. The hatred is built up by familiarity. So I think the very business aspect of sports has killed it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, Mike, you remember the Knicks and the Heat. And they, I mean, they would actually get into fights in the middle of a series. But I'll tell you this, and I'm saying this, Mike, if your Celtics lose, mm-hmm. you know they're going to hype up Reggie Miller sitting next to Spike Lee for the Eastern Conference title game. Hey, remember when Reggie Miller beat the Knicks back in the 90s, and they'll try to make this a rivalry?
Yeah, you can fake it, but it's not real.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't really see that as a rivalry anymore.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.